This is Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. Before we talk about our topic today, I know Brian gets a great opportunity on Saturday. He's going big time on us again. He gets a tour and gets an opportunity to visit the ESPN game day set. They'll be in Madison for the big Badger-Michigan-Wolverine game, and this dates back to his appearance on the ESPN docuseries, We the Fans, Section 250, of course, detailing the season ticket holders in that section. So Brian Roush, you're still making out big from this whole thing last year. That'll be pretty neat on Saturday.
Oh, it should be awesome, Jim, and I'm considering it a mulligan because last year when Ohio State was in town and they were up in Madison, I couldn't make the game because of a commitment, and the next day we did some filming for the project, and they said, if you'd have been there last night, we'd have got you on the set yesterday of game day. Well, I've been waiting 11 months for that to happen again, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to call in my marker and ask for a mulligan. And sure enough, I don't know what this entails. It's VIP passes behind the scenes. I'm not sure what it entails, but whatever it is, I'm sure it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, and then you're hoping that ESPN can guarantee you a Badger win on Saturday too, right?
That's right. We want to see Lee Corso with the Bucky Badger hat on.
So. All right. Well, that'll be great on Saturday again as the Badgers set to take on Michigan. All right, let's talk about our topic this morning. The last couple of weeks we've been talking about these various IHSA bylaw amendment proposals, and again, any IHSA member school can offer a bylaw amendment, and then they're discussed at town hall meetings throughout November. The IHSA Legislative Commission reconvenes, and they decide here later this month whether these bylaw amendment proposals have enough support to get to the ballot for member schools to vote up or down. One of these proposals, authored by a representative from Chicago U-High, a non-boundary school, wanting to do away with the multiplier. That's a hot-button topic for a lot of downstate schools and rural schools who like to see that classification multiplier, the success factor, things of those nature, the multiplier 1.65 right now. My belief, I'm going to side with Chicago U-High. Now, people will say, well, yeah, of course Taylor's going to say that. He went to Alleman. But I just believe it hasn't served really its intended purpose, and I would like to do away with it, but I'd like to see the caveat. Now, this is for football only. I don't think there needs to be a multiplier for the four-class sports. However, with the sport of football, I would favor going back to that football enrollment equation, and I would like to see it utilized for both public and non-public schools, where basically you're looking at, you know, the average enrollment of your opponents, and that's how you're classified for football, because that's where most of the debate is at for this public versus non-public school issue. Could you support something like that, Brian?
I sure could, Jim. I kind of remember vaguely those days, and I understand that it was, you know, kind of brought in because some of those smaller private schools were playing in, you know, say a 3A, 4A conference, and then they would get, you know, a 1A or 2A playoff berth. And so you're playing this quality competition. And then, you know, not that it's a walk in the park, but you're really kind of at an advantage having played that, you know, big school schedule and then coming into the lower level of the playoffs. And I think that that was one of the things that they looked at and said, hey, we need to make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, and I think doing it for both public and non-public schools, a football enrollment equation, I think that's pretty fair. And I know, you know, you look at some of the competition this year with some of these 2A schools or 3A schools where they play, you know, enrollments of 1,500, you know, 1,300, and you're playing in a classification that tops out at 400, you know, I think the average enrollment is a fair way to do it. Now, the IHSA, I know, got a little complicated with it where they would take the highest number enrollment that you played and the lowest number enrollment you played. They take that out, and then they take the average, and then they basically split the difference between your actual enrollment and the average enrollment, and that would be your football enrollment, or if your actual enrollment is higher than that, that's your football enrollment. So they kept it, I mean, they made it a little bit more complicated. I would just favor a straight up, hey, you're going to play, or you're going to be classified the average enrollment of your opponent. And we've talked about this before, and I'll use parochial schools as an example. Again, I attended Rock Island Alleman, and I believe that Alleman should play in a higher classification of the postseason because they play bigger schools during the regular season, so that should be factored in. Conversely, Sterling Newman plays in a small school conference like the Three Rivers, and they should be playing those type of schools in the postseason. I mean, I really think that's a fair way to look at this process involving specifically the non-boundary schools. That's where the argument always comes in at, hey, we're not punishing you. We're just telling you you're going to play the competition you're accustomed to playing during the regular season. I don't think you can argue that point too much, can you?
I don't think so. I think that makes perfect logical sense, and I know we're focused on football and some of the other sports. It doesn't seem like the classification's that big of a deal, but you know, I think I agree. I don't like seeing those teams like an Immaculate Conception that one year was 5-4 and played all this, you know, top level competition, then came down a couple of classes and ran the table in the playoffs. If they were playing against those 4A, 5A schools in the regular season, do it in the postseason and try to have that same kind of success.
And again, it's an easier situation to involve when you're just talking about football because you're dealing with basically the nine opponents on your schedule. That's why I think it's a football rule only. Gets too complicated when you do, you know, 32, 33, 34 games you're playing, you know, in baseball or volleyball or basketball. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.